His presence is everywhere, and his circumference is nowhere. Speak to our hearts and minds now. In Jesus' name, amen. I wonder how many of you that means that passed in country dancing at primary school. Or perhaps you've been to a prison more recently. Pictures of dance. One dance within which each person, couple and group had their own steps and roles. Hopefully, the end result is one dance full of movement and working together. A dance has been used since the 12th century as an image to help us glimpse the mystery of Trinity. So, happy Trinity Sunday, and thanks to Simon for inviting me to share with you. What we believe about God is so important. Misconceptions and distortions of God abound in the world, within the church, and with sometimes terrible results as we hear in the news. The stars of the Pope, where in the New Testament are the Father, Son, and Spirit mentioned in one verse? Any suggestions? No? Okay. Firstly, in the end of Matthew's Gospel, where Jesus commands his disciples to baptize all nations in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit, and in Paul's prayer of the grace that we will share together at the end. But no doubt there are glimpses of the Trinity in the Bible. And for those reasons, we glimpse the holiness and transcendence of God through the experience of Isaiah in the temple. As Isaiah is given God's Spirit to inspire and guide him to prophet. In our gospel, God, who acts out of love, enters the world in human form as Jesus, not to condemn but to save. Later on in John's profound gospel, we see the oneness of the Father and the Son. Jesus is seen as a similar Father. I am in the Father, and the Father in me. And Jesus encourages the new disciples, saying that he is going away, but will send them the advocate, the comforter, the one who strengthens, who answers their cry, who will lead them into all truth. Then, after the resurrection, Jesus breathes the Spirit into them in John's version of Pentecost. Doctrine was not, in fact, made up to puzzle us, or then my students their thoughts, but it's a protective sense around the mystery. In this case, the mystery of God and God's loving actions within the world to restore our relationship with God. The doctrine of the Trinity actually arose from this threefold experience of the early Christians, of the one God, who is the Creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Their growing belief that Jesus was not only sent by God, but somehow was God, and their often dramatic experience of being filled and transformed by the Holy Spirit, given to all believers from Pentecost. Yet, how could they express their unwavering belief in the one God who was experienced in these three ways? Two of those notices on God's oneness led to the Son and the Spirit being temporary or lesser roles or ways of God's being. Too much emphasis on the Trinity led to the being of three gods or tritheism, and as a philosophy fit for both. Several hundred years of argument, acrimony, and intrigue ensued. Little known fact, during the Council of Nicaea in 325, St. Nicholas, alias Father Christmas, stopped the eventual leader or heretic, Arius, on his door. Finally, agreement was reached. It ends in words of the Nicene Creed of 381. Five centuries, Western Latin-speaking theologians tended to emphasize the oneness of God. They were very frightened of being tritheists. While the Eastern Greek Christian Church, using different language and ideas, emphasized the threeness of the being of the one God, as a loving, equal community, with different roles, yet each fully God. Learning and teaching about this understanding assignment is to understand your goal, but a revelation, a life changer for me. But here follows a health warning. When speaking of Trinity, remember, person doesn't mean individual. Substance is not stuff, it means inner reality. And the name Father, Son, Spirit also express relationships, not gender. All language of God, as we know, is symbolic and inadequate. We try to express something of the reality of God. So what is the one God who is Trinity like? God is one, but not a solitary, distant, patriarchal monarch, let alone an old man in a cloud. And yet, this is vital. Within this oneness, God is equally a dynamic community of love, of mutual relationship, in which each person is God and yet has their own roles. Think of the dance. Listen up, are you still awake? This is the best invitation you will ever receive to join this exquisite dance, divine dance of love. We are invited and welcomed each and every day. The spirit is longing to dance in and with us more fully. Life in abundance, as Jesus described it. It may be a gentle walk, or such a strain to divine music, or a full-on tango. Yet some, perhaps many days, do not feel like dancing days. It may help to begin the day by remembering and trying to accept again God's loving invitation to the dance. And one's spirit sitting within the circle of the Trinity's loving embrace. Perhaps God holding your morning cuppa on your commute, looking over your garden, walking to the shops. Then at the end of the day, take just a few moments to be thankful. The things of people that have been life-giving. Offering to God the difficulties and frustrations. Relaxing in God's presence through neither slumber nor sleep. Also, and most importantly, God who became human and in Christ plumbed the depths of rejection, suffering and alienation for us. Dances with us just as much in the darkness and the pain. And it's not to say then, other Christians dance with us if we let them. Others may seem to be to the fore, but praying or holding others within the Trinity's loving embrace is equally part of the dance. This exquisite Trinitarian dance of love really matters, above all in our relationship to God. But in the whole of life, we have to reflect the divine community of love in all our relationships and in our stewardship of the natural world. How then can we encourage more folk to join this dance of love and community? Your abundant good neighborliness is needed more and more. Daily listening to the guiding nudges of the Spirit, to who to read, who to visit, who to pray for. How about getting involved in the possible warden scheme to sacred? Sharing a hobby, being encouraging to someone who is suffering, making more time to simply listen. All ways of sharing God's love in action and perhaps words. New ways to reach out to our local community are under consideration. Soon we will all be invited to join the discussion and then the action. The new steps may take us beyond our comfort zone, may use as yet undiscovered gifts. Join the dance. We're already reaching out to share the dance well beyond our boundaries. Food, music and fun in aid of natural wear in the coming week. Join the dance and bring others. What about the world God created? Beautiful, yet beleaguered. The plastic and waste. Our carbon footprint. Should we all learn to use renewable energy at home and church? Join the dance. Seeing others dancing joyfully together is often the best way to encourage the reluctant participant to join in. Please take the sheet you were given, the colourful sheet you were given, and look at the dance hall Christ and dance hall saints in the church in San Francisco. This, by the way, Madeline Brennan's actual visitor. What strikes you about the people in the scenes or the icons of them? Perhaps the cover, the movement, the unity, concentration and joy. Who do you recognize in the top line or perhaps the bottom line? Seems to Queen Elizabeth and my great dancing hero Desmond Tutu down the bottom. All surprises. Look at the variety. Do you see young and old, past and present, famous and those unknown to us? There are, in fact, musicians, artists, mathematicians, scholars, mystics, lovers, prophets, and singers, from many times, nation, faiths, and backgrounds, known to more than life-size saints or sons of God. And in the middle is Jesus leading the dance. And if the congregation below worships, dancing with Christ and communing with saints and with each other. They reach out as well in very practical ways to invite others into the Trinity's community of love. If you're into the internet, do have a look at their website. So, what about us? Yes, through him, with him, and in him, we too can continue to dance together here at St. Andrews, encouraging and welcoming others to do so. Do take the seat home, hoping to encourage and inspire you in the coming weeks. Friends, let us now pray the profoundly Trinitarian prayer for grace for each other, the saints of God here today. I suggest we pray with our eyes open, looking at those on every side.